Sponsoring Councilmember Priscilla Tyson says some of the estimated $15 to $18 million will go to pay down the debt on infrastructure and site improvements for the casino on the west side, while the rest will go into a community fund for neighborhood improvements, into the general fund, and for the public purchase of Nationwide Arena as part of the Columbus Blue Jackets bailout.
The agreed percentages to this agreement were from 25% to 32%, and it is for lease payments related to the lease agreement and sublease agreement between the City of Columbus, Franklin County, and Franklin County Convention Facilities Authority.
Hilltop resident Christy Christinger says she's not happy with how the money's being divvied up. She says the Hilltop is getting shortchanged.
We're expecting between $15 and $18 million annually from the casino. We're getting $2.5 million, which is a very, very small percentage. That's what's been allocated. You know, the Arena District didn't want the casino. They didn't want it. West Side said, okay, we'll take it. But yet the Arena District is getting 25% of the money. And we're getting about 7-8%. That's a little hard to take.
Councilmember Tyson says those concerns are addressed with the community fund allocation.
This was discussed with a number of the community leaders on the west side. They stated they wanted these dollars to be used for a variety of projects related to the neighborhood immediately surrounding the site, including but not limited to job training, minority affairs, economic development, and or capital projects.
And Council Development Committee Chair Zach Klein said the general fund allocation will be used to offset state funding cuts to the city, but council may return in the future to reallocate the casino tax dollars.
The main consideration why I'm going to vote in favor of this legislation is because of the cuts in local government funding. I think it's necessary for the money to go into the general revenue fund for now in order to fill that gap. Otherwise, we'd have to cut services elsewhere.
Council also approved legislation rescinding a 2005 job creation tax break for Infocision Management Corporation and a job creation tax break for J.P. Morgan Chase. Columbus Economic Development Director Bill Webster says Infocision failed to create the jobs it promised.
The economy right around that time began to turn bad. The project never quite panned out the way that the company anticipated. The jobs were not created, and they actually never took advantage of the incentive. J.P. Morgan Chase, a little bit different story. Their incentive was put in place a couple of years ago, and this was actually two incentives. There was a job creation tax credit and a job growth incentive. J.P. Morgan Chase, being a banking institution with a number of subsidiaries, we offered them both incentives so that way they could get a maximum performance benefit. They are utilizing the job growth incentive. They have created the jobs on schedule. However, the entities that are using the incentive do not have a need for the job creation tax credit.
Webster says the J.P. Morgan Chase tax break was awarded in 2010.